on today's Church TechCast Q&A show. Personalized email, free graphics software, live streaming, and more. Welcome again to another episode of the Church TechCast Q&A show. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. There you can leave your questions, comments, etc., and you'll find all my contact information there. So I'll try not to belabor that point, but you can email me, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. 1-877-763-3246 is the voicemail number, or my Twitter handle is @PaulAllenCliff, PaulAllenCliff. And I'll revisit that. That's all located at trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, by the way. So feel free to do that. I'm looking at my levels on this, and I'm thinking that they're a little low. So I'm going to try and boost this. So I apologize for what that's going to do here real quick. Let's see here. Sources. Hold on just a moment while I do that. Aha, here's Audio Inspector. So let's see if that does it. Well, that should boost it by 6 dB. It's still awfully low. Give me just another second. I'm so sorry about this. I really hate the unprofessionalness of the fact that I'm doing this live on the air. Apparently, sometimes my Mac is losing the setting for the external microphone when I'm unplugging it and plugging back in it. So instead of being at about 50 to 75%, it's okay, it is at 50%. So let me just crank that bad boy up. Oh, that's much better. Okay, sorry about that. I just really wanted you to get the best sound you could here. So let me start by, I think that's one of the things I do, I clap. Huh. Okay. Sorry, just noticing that about myself. Okay, we've got a ton of questions that were sent to me, and I thought that the answers might be helpful to you, which is why I do this show every week at Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. UTC during the summer, 2 p.m. during the winter. First question, Josh Copen asks, our church is looking to live stream services soon. Any suggestions? Since he was really vague, I went with kind of a vague answer, and that is, first off, check out my articles on live streaming at churchproductionmag.com. That's a good place to start. I'm tackling not only the technical, but some of the practical aspects. Quick tease, the one that I'm getting ready to write probably today into the weekend is all about the legalities of showing people on a on your iMac, on your live stream, etc. So I ran into a situation where someone was saying that their church just across the board did not allow it, and they've decided to err on the side of caution, which is fine, but I think that there's a better way to do it, so we're going to talk about that. I also suggested to use churchstreaming.tv, and if you want a free trial of that, head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/churchstreaming, and you can get a one-month free trial of what I use, and I love it. Their customer service is top-notch. And also, I told him to send me more questions, because it was kind of vague, so we'll go from there. Next, Tom Sorrell, I I think that's how it's pronounced, because that's how my sister-in-law's married name is pronounced, and it's spelled very similarly. Tom asks, "Hi, Paul. Do you have any recommendations for a small, portable video camera that could be outputted via USB to a laptop for an on-location live stream from a mission trip? I suppose another option would be to use a capture device and a standard video camcorder. Any tips?" Yeah, so what I'm using is the Logitech C615, and it's small, it's compact, and since you're going to be plugging it into a laptop anyway, it also has the advantage of being USB natively. It's a little webcam, but it has a 1/4-20 hole on the bottom, so you can throw that on a tripod for a better experience with streaming from a laptop. So that's the first thing that I would recommend. I believe there are camcorders that can operate as webcams. I can't remember one off the top of my head that does that. But the other thing is Blackmagic Design makes a little device called the Mini Recorder. And the Mini Recorder can take any HDMI signal, assuming that it doesn't have HDCP going in it. So, like from a more modern camcorder or from a DSLR, for example, and it can take that and change that so that you can import that through the Thunderbolt port on a Mac or any Intel PC that has that. I believe that that's supported on PC. I don't know. I do know that it's supported on modern Macintosh systems. So you could do that as well, and that's what I would suggest for you, is that you can do that instead. USB it's not great for video, quite frankly, because the way that it works, FireWire was a better video type technology just because of the constancy of the stream, whereas USB, it can fluctuate. USB 2 does have enough bit rate, so does USB 3, enough bandwidth rather, both of those, but they can fluctuate, so they can go up and down, so I don't like it as well, but I'm using it, and if you're watching the video, you can see what that looks like. Praise O on Twitter, that's all he or she identified themselves as, says, "Please, I want to get a software for creating church video loops. How can I get a free version?" So what I would normally use is either Apple's Motion, or I would also use as an alternative, probably a slightly better alternative. It's got more parts, so you have more control, and that is After Effects by Adobe. But neither of those are free, and I'm not going to advocate piracy here. So what I found was there's a site called alternative2.net, alternativeto.net, alternative2.net, and what you can do is you can put in whatever software you want an alternative to, and it will spit back out results. Now, some of them will be paid, but some will also be free. So I had him go take a look at that, because I already did the search, and there was a big long list, and it was too long for Twitter, which is where he asked this question, using my Twitter handle, Paul Allen Cliff. And so I didn't copy and paste those. I just sent him there, and he was very grateful. So that's another thing you can do, is go to alternative2.net and search for free versions of similar software to what you actually want. Now, I will tell you that there's a reason that the companies that charge for their software can charge for their software. Usually, what you're paying for is ease of use and flexibility. So you're going to sacrifice that with open source alternatives generally. Now, there's some very good stuff, but just keep that in mind. If you've got a Mac, in my mind, $50 for motion is worth it to not have to deal with the problems of, oh, I can't figure out how to do this, or, oh, it was a great piece of software, but it's no longer supported. So I want you to consider that as something that you should think of when you're looking at software alternatives. For example, for people living in the U.S., at least, where we've got a decent standard of living, I really don't see any reason now for you to use GIMP or GIMP Shop. Adobe Creative Cloud enables you to get the photographer's bundle of Photoshop and Lightroom, I think it is. It's either Lightroom or Aperture. I always get those confused for $10 a month, which is what I'm using. And so I think for $10 a month to use the industry standard program, that's worth it. I mean, just skip a couple of lattes a month at Starbucks, okay? Brown bag it a couple of days a month at work, and I think that you'll save that kind of money. So that's what I would suggest to you. Now, I'm going to attempt to pronounce this next name correctly. I hope I don't butcher it because, you know, this was sent directly to me via email. So, Tope Sunmanu asks, how do you do it? Personalized messages. Wow, keep up the good work. Honored to be part of your mail recipients. We'll check the video and leave my comment. And this was in response to the fact that I'm doing a video mini course this week. In fact, I'm shooting the last video here this afternoon and hope to have that up this evening or send it out tomorrow. So she was asking how I send emails with personalized messages. By the way, if you want that course, just occurred to me, I should offer it. It's at trinitydigitalmedia.com/vidcourse, VIDCOURSE. That's how you spell course, right? I spelled it right in the URL, so if it's COURCE, I'm a visual learner, so I'm trying to remember how it looks, and it's just not working for me. So it's one of those two. Vidcourse, spelled the correct way. TrinityDigitalMedia.com/VidCourse, and it's a 3-part course with ebooks to go with it, and that's all free. You just need to give me an email address for me to send it to. So go ahead and do that. So anyway, how do I do the personalized messages? So in MailChimp, which is what I use for my email list, which your church should have an email list for all the congregation, I start by doing a salutation, but not dear, because dear is like, in email, it's a flag for spam. So I do hey or heya or what's up. I try and change it up. And then comma, and then the name. But there's a variable that you can use in MailChimp for the name. So anyone who's put in their name in my database, it uses that variable. And then I can replace their name, if it's not on the list, with something else. Right now I'm using friend, but I'm thinking of just removing that altogether so that it just says, hey, comma, blank, if you don't have the name in the list. So just to make it personal. So that's how I do it, but don't stop there. When you're doing these, you have to write them like you're writing it to a person. Don't write it like you're a big corporation. We here at Oscorp have decided that we would mobilize the paradigm of blah, 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 blah. Yeah. No. Email like you're emailing to a person. And that's how Tope thought that I was emailing directly to him or her. And could be Tope or Tope. Don't know. Don't see any accent marks, so I'm going with Tope. So that's how I do it. And I actually wrote back and said, look, the first email wasn't directly to you. I can't send out several hundred into low thousands of emails that are personalized. I just don't have the time to do it. But that's a setting in MailChimp, and it allowed me to do that. I'm sure Constant Contact and AWeber both do that as well, because I've gotten some of those on the email list that I subscribe to. And I just think there's something about the personal nature of it that's really nice. So that's what I want to suggest to you, is part of having an email list is being as personal as possible so that you're really connecting with people. So how about you? Do you have any questions or comments that you'd like me to answer? Because I'd love to answer them. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, and there you can leave your any of your questions. You can also use any of the contact information listed there. Remember, my email address, which you can send directly to me. I don't even have a virtual assistant. That's me personally. Paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, which I registered 13 years ago. I'm glad I didn't say digitalvideo.com. That would have been bad. So digitalmedia.com. And then you can also drop me a line on voicemail, 1-877-POD-ECHO, or 1-877-763-3246, or hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allencliff, PaulAllanCliff. Remember that this and all the ChurchTechCast.com shows are generously provided for by viewers like you. Thank you. Head on over to Patreon.com/PaulAllanCliff. That's PatreonCliff, and you can support the show for as little as a dollar a month. Every little bit helps, so thank you. Okay, so I really hope that these answers have helped you, and I hope that they help you take your production to the next level so that we can all go out and change eternity. Till next time, I'm Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.